First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. In this classic, Olga Kosse discovers it's a small world.
Papa had a great aunt whom we saw only on family occasions, so we grew up without knowing some of our cousins. But it's a small world. A couple of years ago, I was invited to take part in an author festival in San Diego. The festival committee contacted San Diego State University for volunteer helpers. 70 eager teachers-to-be signed up for the event. Each author was assigned to a separate room to display books and talk to elementary students about reading and writing. I hurried to get my books spread out on the table before the first class arrived. At the last minute, my volunteer from SDSU joined me and quickly familiarized herself with my display. I heard her say, "Hey, I have this book. My grandmother gave it to me." "Are you sure?" I wondered. "Yes," she said quickly. "She told me that one of my relatives wrote it." "What was your grandmother's name?" I asked. "Della Majura," she said. "Well, that is my maiden name, and I wrote that book," I exclaimed. We hugged briefly, but as soon as the class left, Tara and I traced our family connection, laughing and crying in disbelief. We were long-lost cousins. What were the chances of her being assigned as my helper out of 70 volunteers and 70 authors? How had she happened to be at SDSU that year? It truly is a small world.
Olga Kosse writes children's books. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.
I lost everything when I lost you.